Hello, and welcome to For Good, Central Indiana Community Foundation's podcast highlighting stories about passion, purpose, and progress in Marion and Hamilton counties. Today, personal mobility. How do you get around? On this episode, you'll learn how limited transportation can impact opportunities for employment, healthcare, and social services. And you'll hear about a bold new plan to transform how residents get from place to place in our community.
Indianapolis. Our identity, our lifestyles, all fueled by cars. And life in the city without wheels?
I heard a story from CERTA that they have people who work a night shift and they are done working at 2 o'clock and they can't go back home until 6 o'clock because there's no transportation option for them.
Transportation is today considered a significant factor in the odds of escaping poverty. A Harvard study revealed the longer an average commute in a county, the worse the chances low-income residents have of moving up the ladder.
If you don't have a car, how do you get to places? How do you get to opportunity? So we're looking to see if we can look at everything in that frame of equity and equality and opportunity.
This is Brian Payne, President and CEO of the Central Indiana Community Foundation.
This is about opportunity, and it's about really changing the lives, first and foremost, of the people who don't have all the advantages of financial wherewithal to pick a car that they want.
When it comes to upward economic mobility, Indianapolis ranks as one of the worst cities, 47th out of the largest 50 American cities.
We've been really lousy at public transportation. This idea was, well, what if we change the paradigm from mass transit to personal mobility?
In 2016, the Central Indiana Community Foundation unveiled a new holistic vision of local transportation. The goal, make it easier for underserved populations to get around in order to access employment, health care, and social services.
If it's not about you travel with the masses, it's like, how do I want to travel today?
The objective is to network multiple transportation modes, leveraging smartphone technology. Imagine linking Blue Indy, Indigo, and those Pacer bike shares through a single smartphone application that could plan the route and offer low-income commuters transportation subsidies.
Today happens to be a beautiful day. I might want to travel today my first mile and a half or 3 miles on a Pacer's bike share and then connect to a Blue Indy car or then connect to the Red Line when it's built. But I might want to build in bicycling because I have time and it makes me feel good.
The idea not only expands options for those in underserved areas, it helps employers.
We have employers who run their own private shuttles to get people to work, and sometimes hiring cabs for them to get to work because that's the only way to get somebody there on time.
And it appeals to Indy's creative class and young professionals.
There's statistics that says that younger generations today are much less likely to want a driver's license than their parents' generation. They're very happy with methods of transportation that allow them to stay connected and do things on their devices as opposed to pay attention to the road.
Irina Goloshokin is the CEO of Copper Mountain Technology, charged with developing the smartphone app.
We have some data about where people live, we have some data about where people work, but we really don't have a comprehensive picture of who goes where when. And so we'll have to begin to have a system that collects this data and self-corrects.
A system that is reliable would be an improvement for commuters like Renee Larson. She doesn't have a car now and relies on the bus to get to work.
It's really hard because it could be at a time where I might be running late for work and I would have to call my bosses and be like, hey, I'm going to be late because the bus didn't show up or the bus broke down, so we're waiting for another bus to come, and that could take forever.
Across town, Brian Payne has gathered civic, business, and philanthropic leaders. These CICF angel investors convene regularly to explore bold new ideas and solve problems.
If you live in a neighborhood that's disadvantaged and you have a great school in that neighborhood for your kids, but you do not have a car and you do not have other kinds of good transportation, the chances of upward mobility are very low.
CICF means to solve the mobility problem, and Payne has already assembled a team to help. Irina Golishokin is there, and so is Andre Denman, the principal park planner and greenways manager for the city.
If someone can't get to work, then they can't feed their family, they can't pay their rent, they don't feel viable, they don't feel important.
Denman manages the park trail system, an essential component in CICF's initiative.
And the biggest thing out there is people are trying to get to jobs. The trails that we're talking about, again, just aren't to help people do exercise. Someone needs that connection to get to that bus so that they can get to work. And I believe everyone deserves that same right. It's a pathway to another pathway.
Brian Llewellyn is part of the team. As Vice President of Public Affairs and Communications for Indigo, Llewellyn is working to enhance bus transit.
You go into the restroom and you pick the handicap stall because it's the biggest and most comfortable. Being truly inclusive from the design phase is absolutely critical. And people with options, if you make it convenient and good for the people who need it, the people with options are going to use it.
It's a challenge in a city where 80% drive alone from home to work and back.
Already the trip that took you maybe 20 minutes a few years ago, now if you're doing it in rush hour, will take you 30 or 40 minutes and it will only increase. And so if we can figure out a way to provide other alternatives, I think the infrastructure will last longer.
For CICF's Brian Payne, solutions lie in public-private partnerships.
So a lot of cities are talking about this and working on this. I think the difference is, can we bring that kind of Indianapolis partnership, that Central Indiana partnership aspect of what we do, and connect all the players in a unique way, where others are just looking at the app. I want to integrate everything we do in a customer-focused way. So it's really first and foremost about the partnership.
Indigo's plan for rapid transit and the new Julia Carson Transportation Center downtown are vital elements for the CICF initiative.
We have customer service inside, we have free Wi-Fi, we have public restrooms, real-time departure information, interactive touchscreens so that you can plan a trip even if you don't have your own device. So we tried to do everything we could to make it as useful and comfortable as possible.
I can finally go inside to take a restroom break or get on the internet with the Wi-Fi, which back in the day, they had to go around a loop around downtown and you were outside.
The transit center is secure, efficient, and it promotes reliable service. Factor in smartphone technology, and from here, commuters may someday be able to connect with buses, taxis, those Indy Blue electric cars, and Pacer bikes too.
I have taken bikes before. A little bit expensive for me, for I think it's like $8 a day to just get up to the bikes. It's a nice concept, but if it was slowed a little bit, I would definitely use it a lot more.
The cost of transportation is a barrier to some, but bridges are being built because of the CICF initiative.
This is not just about attracting new people to ride. It's about building a reliable, frequent system that meets many, many people's needs.
I would say I'm walking with my grandkids and we're connected to places that we never thought about even in our visions that we have today.
We're going to make it so good and such a great consumer experience that the millennials are going to want it anyway. So I think that's the approach, and I think this city actually has the capability to do it.
The CICF vision gives everyone access to food, jobs, healthcare, and schools. And that's economic progress for all.
I'm 10 times more excited about it now because it's about really changing people's lives and changing their pathways to opportunity.
Next on For Good, we'll explore food insecurity in the neighboring yet distinctly different communities of Hamilton and Marion counties. For Good is brought to you by Central Indiana Community Foundation in partnership with WFYI. To learn more about how CICF is changing our corner of the world for the better, visit CICF.org.